He says she had this discharge, so then the mother would not go and give birth again a second time the same year. And here also the Chura, it would not give birth a second time the same year. Samar says no. Even if you want to say that when she only had tinnif, if the mother only had a discharge this year, like a miscarriage, that she will be able to have another kid the same year, but I'll tell you, your ledis, vada, in the case where she gave birth to a good kid, she gave birth to three kids first, and the chazeras who ledis v'tachshanasanachnami, then the mother will not be able, this gediya, this kid will not be able to have another kid the same year. So even though after tinnis, it could be, you could have a kid the same year, but where the gediya gave birth for sure to one, then we say the same year, they cannot give birth again to another kid. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said the ma'isa was, Ani risa gediya, I saw a gediya. So the question is, my ikar, what's the difference between Bein Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon? Of course, they're both saying the same thing, that it's possible for this kid to she-goat, she-kid, to give birth like to 10 kids the same year, you could have 10 kids here. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, yes, ikar benar, it could be the nafkamina, would be the ziri. The ziri is a lock like we had before, that tinnif takes at least 30 days. That Tanakama is led to Ziri. Tanakama holds yes from Ziri. Therefore, the case is here that she started to have the first tinuf at the beginning of the 6th month, and it lasted throughout those 6 months. And therefore, the beginning of the 7th month, she became pregnant, and she gave birth mamash at the end of the year, the last year, last day of that year. Now, Rabbi Shimon, less led to Ziri. Rabbi Shimon maybe doesn't know from Ziri. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, doesn't have to be matma that she started to see the tinuf at the beginning of the 6th month. It could be before, it could be later. That's the Maisa, that's what Shimon is hitting on. That the tinnif does not have to be for 30 complete days, it could be for less than 30 days. So if it doesn't say clearly when the tinnif started. Rash Rebbe Kamar, she surah b'teich shenosa kleymar, yoymo yimayimayar soya b'teich shana, shenelud, shleikvol elud ad yimachrin shoshnosa, doesn't have to be to the last day of the year. Even though she was matana for the end of the 6th, because the tinnif doesn't take a complete month. That's what Shimon's saying, that could be she gave birth to a kid even before the last day of the year. The boy is saying, if you want to get the answer like this, the boy is saying, I'll tell you, the kulayal mis lo de zero. Now both, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama, both hold from zero to locha, that the tinnif is for 30 days. That's the machlokes over here. Could she give birth in the middle of the 5th month or not? And therefore, dafka at the end of the year that she gave birth, mama she had to have a complete 5 months of pregnancy. But the Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't say complete year, is yoledes. Could be she gave birth in the middle of the 5th month. So it could be way before the end of the year she gave birth. The boy said, if one I could answer you, the kula yalma, you let this lemukutan, everybody else, she does not give birth lemukutoyim. For Hoch, again, the machlaikas here is the mixas yanku kula kamiflagi. The Tanakama lo yamina, I do not say mixas yanku kula. Therefore, the tinnit started at the beginning of the 6th month, the first day. It ended at the end of the 6th month, and therefore you have to complete 5 months. See, for pregnancy, you should just make at the end of the year. But the Rabbi Shimon Aminu, we do say, Mixas Ayanku Kulai, so you're 1 day earlier. Like the last day of the Tinnif, when she finished that morning, the day is over. And the rest of the day is considered like a new day, so therefore she could become pregnant that day, she could give birth a day earlier. The boy is saying, if one I could answer you, the boy is saying, the Kulai Yom, everybody holds Aminu, we do say, Mixas Ayanku Kulai. Yes, we say Mixas Ayanku Kulai. So what's the machlokes over here? The mechusas zman nichnas l'dir l'sase kemiflugi. That's the machlokes. It's a mechusas zman, it's not roi for korban. And we know the ma'isa behema before it's 7 days old is called the mechusas zman. You can't bring it for korban until it's 8 days old. So it could be that's the machlokes. Mechusas zman nichnas l'dir l'sase. That according to the Tanakama, it's not nichnas l'dir l'sase. That could be born like 7 days before the end of the year, that year they're all fit for korban. Mashenko, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it was born the last day of the year, still it's nechnosim l'dil esaser that day, even though it's not fit for korban for another 7 days. The Mor says, Matanya, like the Nechus, who learned this machlokes like this, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer,